Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Charlotte at 6.
Thank you, Steve. Charlotte at 6 for Thursday. I'm Mark Garrison. Top stories here on WBT. And we start this evening with some breaking developments on a story that we've been covering for several years now. The cancer cluster on Lake Norman. Several hundred cases of thyroid cancer in two zip codes around Mooresville. That is an unusually high number of cases. For years, people have wondered if coal ash coming from a nearby Duke Energy power plant could be to blame for all of the cancers. Well, today we obtained a study that says toxic coal ash particles are indeed blanketing parts of the area. Researchers found ash in the soil in a number of neighborhoods where cancers have been diagnosed. So if you live around Lake Norman, the study raises some serious questions about what could be in your yard and what is in the air you're breathing.
I don't care if it's small traces, large traces. Would you give your child a small dose of poison?
That is Susan Wind. She first sounded the alarm about all the cases of thyroid cancer around Lake Norman and whether they might be connected to coal ash from Duke Energy's nearby Marshall Power Plant. Susan Wind began digging into the issue after her daughter got thyroid cancer. Now, Duke University researchers have verified what she feared, that small amounts of toxic ash are in the soil all around the lake, in homes and recreational areas, and likely in the air they breathe.
It's dangerous that we are breathing this and living among this, and most of us didn't even know until we started watching our friends and loved ones all getting sick.
The Duke University study used some new techniques to find coal ash particles in the soil in neighborhoods around the Marshall Steam Station. Dr. Avner Vengosh, noted authority on coal ash, was part of the study. He says if ash particles are in the soil, then they're in homes too, and he says that's a health concern.
That is alarming, because we know if people are chronically exposed to those dust particles and being inhaling them, then there is a significant risk.
Bottom line, Vengosh says people living around the Marshall Steam Plant have been inhaling toxic particles, including raised levels of radioactivity. So is that why several hundred around the lake have developed thyroid cancer? Vengosh says his study did not address that. But clearly, he says, coal ash is not healthy to breathe because it has ingredients such as toxic metals with well-known health dangers.
I noticed back in June of 2017 that my neck started to look large. It was thyroid cancer.
We've been reporting on cancer clusters around Duke Energy's coal-fired power plants for years. Diasha Cooper, one of the victims.
I had to let go of my house. I'm here now with my mom. I had to let go of a lot of things because this changed my life.
Thyroid cancer also changed life for 46-year-old Julie Smalley.
I totally freaked out. I have three children, a family, I'm a teacher, and so, yeah, I was completely freaking out.
Julie lives in a gated community near Lake Norman. She had surgery to remove her cancerous thyroid, the incision on her neck so wide, it looked like she'd been in a knife fight.
Surgery that really was a cut almost halfway around my neck, and they removed 55 lymph nodes.
While there has never been a study to determine for sure if there's a connection between coal ash and thyroid cancer, it is clear Duke Energy has been worried about their liability in handling ash for years. Documents going back to the 90s show that Duke Energy sold or gave away tons of the ash. It's used as fill dirt all around Mooresville under subdivisions and shopping centers. But Duke told the state they didn't want to keep track of where the coal ash was used, fearing they would be sued.
Yeah, breathing it, inhaling it. There's records that we dug up back in the 1990s where the state was going back and forth with the utility company saying this could be dangerous if people inhale this. There are records of that back in the 90s on microfiche.
It should also be noted Duke Energy is a convicted criminal enterprise when it comes to handling coal ash. The company pleaded guilty to mishandling the ash under federal law. Earlier this year, State Attorney General Josh Stein said Duke knowingly mishandled the way ash was stored for years.
The waste has been piling up in pits near power plants in North Carolina for decades. The coal ash contains various toxins that can seep into groundwater and rivers.
Now, this new study from Duke University is the first to find conclusively that coal ash has been found at homes all around the power plant in Lake Norman. But Duke has been dismissive of any claims that coal ash is even one bit dangerous. Here's a clip from a documentary produced by a group called Mike. Duke Energy spokesperson Erin Colbert put a little ash in her hand during an interview.
So what we're looking at here is fly ash, and as you can see, it sort of crumbles a lot like sand. It's very fine sand. And so if we were to blow it, which I won't because you're on the receiving end right now, that would sort of blow like talcum powder. It's not toxic.
But ash expert Avner Van Gosh says Duke Energy knows better about coal ash.
The fact that they're trying to highlight it's coal ash is not hazard material, it's ridiculous. I think silly, if you ask me, a public relation attitude trying to convey that there's no issues with coal ash.
So when Duke Energy says, as they repeatedly do, that coal ash has been studied for years and it's not harmful, what do you say to that?
Well, I said that they are not objective. They're trying to protect their asset. That's not serious. And we know what's in coal ash, so you cannot really dismiss the fact that coal ash contains all those toxic metals.
Profits over health. They don't care about the health of people. It's about the profit.
Susan Wend helped to raise $100,000 for the Duke University study of coal ash, and she has now moved away from Lake Norman with her family as cancer cases at the lake continue to mount. Her daughter has had a recurrence of her thyroid cancer and will have another surgery next week.
I don't think my daughter, my neighbors, my dog, anybody would have gotten cancer if it wasn't for where we live.
Now, late this afternoon, Duke Energy sent me a lengthy statement. They insist that Lake Norman is safe from the impact of coal ash, and they emphasized again there are no studies that link coal ash to thyroid cancer. And the company emphasized that this new study found only low concentrations of hazardous material in the soil samples around Lake Norman. But Dr. Avner Van Gosh, who did the study, says that just because concentrations of toxic coal ash are low does not mean there's not a risk. He says more study is needed. Indeed, and we'll stay on the story.